Okay, so if you're a retail executive listening to this, maybe you've tried to roll out video training on the sales floor. And maybe it haven't gone quite as planned.
Yeah, more than maybe, I'd guess. It's a really common frustration. You know, video works, especially for your younger associates, your Gen Z staff.
Right, they expect it. But then you launch, and it's all buffering, freezing, inconsistent playback. Store managers are tearing their hair out.
And here's where it gets, well, predictable, maybe. You put in the support ticket, describe the poor playback, and the training vendor almost always points the finger back at you.
It must be your store network. We hear that all the time.
Exactly, that's the standard reply. But look, this is the core idea we need to tackle in this deep dive today.
Okay.
If this is happening everywhere, if maybe 5% of your stores are struggling, but you hear the same story from execs at other retail chains, then it's not just your network.
Then the vendor is selling something that doesn't actually work for the environment it's meant for, like a half-baked solution.
Precisely. They're pushing a real-time streaming model that frankly just isn't built for the realities of a secure retail store network. It's fundamentally incompatible at scale.
So our mission today is to get past that blame game. We're looking at the sources, diving into why this technical conflict happens between what everyone expects from video now and, the constraints of these older secure retail networks. And crucially, we're looking at the how. How do you actually fix this delivery problem securely and at scale?
All right, let's start with why video is so critical.
Mm-hmm.
Section one, the video imperative. I mean, it's just one of the best training tools we have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Visual, engaging, fast.
Absolutely. The data backs it up consistently. People learn and retain information better, especially complex stuff, when they see it. Static text modules, they just don't cut it anymore for a lot of tasks.
And the expectation level, particularly from younger staff.
Oh, completely different. If you grew up on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, video isn't just nice to have for learning, it's baseline. It's how information gets consumed and remembered. We see that, right? When you show a process or a product feature on video, comprehension, retention, it just goes way up compared to reading a manual.
Huge difference. And that consistency matters so much when you've got thousands of people across hundreds of stores needing the same message.
And the weird thing is, making the video content itself, that's gotten way easier, with AI tools helping out.
Yeah, production's faster, cheaper. You can create really targeted, even store-specific little videos incredibly quickly now, like a quick update on a new display setup. An hour, maybe?
So you can make amazing content,
Sure.
but then you hit the wall.
That's the disconnect, the expensive disconnect. You've got great content, but the delivery mechanism getting it reliably onto those tablets, the handhelds, the POS systems associates actually
It
use.
fails, it buffers, it stalls. What does the associate do?
They close it? Of course they do. Who wouldn't? And that missed opportunity. It's not just about training. It's inconsistent messaging. It's mistakes on the floor. It's a team that starts seeing training as this annoying, broken thing.
Okay, that leads straight into the technical side. Section two, the barriers. Why is it so hard? Why can't a huge retailer stream a simple 5-minute video smoothly? It feels like it should work.
It feels like it should, but you have to understand the environment. These stores, especially devices connected to payment systems, they must be secure. That's where PCI compliance comes in.
Right, PCI DSS, the payment card industry data security standard. Non-negotiable if you're taking credit cards.
Absolutely. And that standard dictates a lot about the network environment. High security, encrypted connections, specifically HTTPS, strict access controls, all vital for protecting customer financial data.
Okay, essential for security, but what does that do to video streaming?
What basically creates a direct conflict? Those very security measures, particularly HTTPS encryption, they kind of dismantle the efficiency needed for smooth, high-volume video streaming across a shared network.
Let's get granular there because this feels like the crux of it. You mentioned caching earlier. What is caching and why is HTTPS the enemy here?
Okay, so caching, simply put, it's like keeping a temporary copy of frequently accessed stuff, maybe an image on a web page, or crucially, chunks of a video closer to the user, maybe on a local server, maybe on the device itself.
So if 10 people want the same thing, they grab the local copy instead of everyone going back to the main source. Makes sense. Faster, less network traffic.
Exactly. But HTTPS, well, its job is security through encryption. It creates a private, secure tunnel between one user and the server. That connection is unique, ephemeral. It's not designed to be shared or reused easily.
So that secure tunnel, vital for protecting data, prevents that efficient local copying the caching of the video stream across the store.
Pretty much. Because each connection is private and encrypted end-to-end for that specific user, you can't easily have a shared cache that everyone pulls from.
So, let's picture this. Morning rush. 20 associates need to watch the new 5-minute product video before hitting the floor because of HTTPS and the lack of effective caching.
Each of those 20 devices is trying to pull down its own separate real-time encrypted stream from the corporate server, all at the same time, all over the same shared, secure store Wi-Fi or wired network.
Which just completely swamps the network.
Instant bandwidth saturation, buffering, errors, total frustration. And you see this pattern consistently. Which brings us back to that executive talking point, you know.
The vendor blaming the network.
Right. When maybe only 5% of stores report a major issue, it's easy for corporate to think, okay, it's just those few locations.
Mm-hmm.
But if the pattern is industry-wide,
then it's not the store's fault, it's the model. The real-time streaming model is the half-baked solution for this specific environment.
Exactly. Standard streaming technology wasn't designed for the constraints of a mass-scale PCI-compliant retail operation. It fundamentally slashes.
But hang on, quick challenge. Why not just throw more bandwidth at the stores? Internet pipes are cheaper now, aren't they? Couldn't that solve it?
That's a really common question, and honestly, it's where a lot of money gets wasted. Because it's not just about the total size of the pipe. It's about the delivery architecture within that secure environment.
Okay.
You could double, even triple, the store's internet speed. But if every single video playback still requires a separate, non-cached, encrypted HTTPS download happening in real time.
You just hit the same bottleneck again as soon as enough people try to watch concurrently. You haven't fixed the underlying architectural conflict.
Precisely. You can't fix an architecture problem just by making the pipe bigger. It's like trying to fix traffic jams by only widening the highway entrance ramp doesn't solve the merging problem.
That really reframes the whole issue. It's not about speed or content quality. It's the delivery method itself that's broken for retail.
Which means we have to fundamentally rethink how this video training gets onto those secure devices. We need to move away from real-time streaming.
Okay, so that leads us to section 3, rethinking delivery. What is the fix, according to the sources?
Well, the core finding is shifting the model entirely. Our sources point to solutions like the Insight platform as a really good example of how this is done right. It hinges on local storage.
Local storage, meaning the video file actually lives on the device itself.
Yes, okay. Exactly. The playback happens directly from the device's memory. The beauty of this is it completely bypasses the bottleneck of trying to stream over that congested secure network in real time.
When the associate hits play,
it's instant because the content is already there, ready to go. No reliance on the live network connection for playback.
Okay, immediate executive questions pop into my head. One, security. Isn't storing potentially sensitive internal training videos locally a risk? Two, cost. Do we suddenly need super expensive devices with massive storage?
Both fair and critical points. The security piece is paramount. This isn't just, you know, downloading an MP4 file. The architecture relies on a patented, end-to-end encrypted delivery and storage process.
How does that work? How does the video get there securely without causing problems during business hours?
It's designed around the store's operational rhythm. The content download happens securely overnight, during non-peak hours when the network is quietest.
Ah, okay.
And crucially, the system uses controlled bandwidth throttling. It sips the bandwidth it needs very carefully, ensuring it never interferes with critical overnight processes like POS updates, inventory syncs, anything like that. It's designed to be invisible operationally.
So the next morning, associates clock in, pick up their device, and the necessary training videos are just there, encrypted, secure, and ready.
That's the goal. Instant access, zero buffering. And this approach scales really well, too. For bigger stores than department stores, big box retailers, you might have hundreds of devices.
Yeah, how does that work? You're not downloading to hundreds individually overnight, surely.
No, for larger environments, the architecture uses localized content servers. Think of them as secure, on-site mini-hubs or nodes.
Yeah.
That node takes the single secure overnight download from corporate. Then it efficiently and securely distributes the content to all the registered devices within that store using the local network.
Ah, so the distribution inside the store doesn't need the main internet pipe. It's local traffic.
Exactly. It drastically reduces the wide area network strain.
Yeah.
That single node manages local delivery. Again, the whole process, the download to the node, the distribution to devices, the storage, it's all handled through that patented, secure, encrypted method.
Meaning you maintain full PCI compliance throughout. You're not compromising security for performance.
Correct. You get both. You eliminate the performance headache of streaming while adhering to the strict security standards. You're no longer forced to choose.
This really does change the game. Training shifts from being this unreliable, often frustrating task
to just being a dependable utility, like electricity. It's just there, it works when you need it.
Which brings us to the impact on workflow and results. Section 4. If playback is instant and reliable, how does that change things on the floor?
It enables something really powerful. Yeah. IVC training. In between customer training.
IBC training. I like that. Explain that.
It means learning can happen in those small natural gaps in the retail day. Maybe an associate has 90 seconds while waiting for a customer query response, or 2 minutes while restocking a shelf.
Instead of needing a dedicated off-the-floor half-hour block.
Exactly. They can pull up a quick, targeted micro-learning video, maybe a product feature refresh, a quick compliance reminder right there in the moment on the device they already have in their hand. It weaves training into the workflow.
Making it much less disruptive.
Far less. Mm-hmm. And the user experience is designed to match what they're used to on their phones. The platform remembers exactly where they left off in a video.
Oh, like the Netflix prompt, continue watching.
Precisely that. If they get interrupted mid-video or even switch devices, it picks up right where they stopped. That seamlessness is huge for reducing friction. People are far more likely to finish the training.
Which drives completion rates up.
Dramatically. We see completion rates jump because associates aren't abandoning videos out of frustration. They can dip in and out easily.
So what are the bottom line business results retailers see when they adopt this kind of secure local delivery model?
Okay, a few key things consistently emerge. First, much higher associate engagement with training materials. That leads directly to more consistent product knowledge and procedural execution across all stores. Consistency is gold in retail.
Makes sense. What else?
Second, a massive drop in support tickets coming from the field about training access. Store managers get that time back. They're not troubleshooting network issues or video players anymore.
And presumably, you don't have to dumb down the video quality anymore.
Not at all. Because playback is local, it's completely unaffected by network conditions or how many other people are watching. You can deliver crisp, clear, high-definition, even 4K training content if you want. The experience is premium.
It really does sound like it transforms training from a headache into just a reliable tool.
It empowers the workforce, giving them the information they need exactly when they need it without any technical drama. It becomes part of the daily rhythm, accessible and actually helpful.
Okay, wrapping this up. The core takeaway seems crystal clear. Retailers, you do not have to choose between effective, high-quality video training and the absolute necessity of network security.
The solution isn't about incrementally faster streaming. It's an architectural shift, moving away from that fragile, real-time model.
Towards secure, encrypted, local storage and playback. It's fundamentally changing how the video gets there.
Right. It's like upgrading from, I don't know, dial-up internet to having the file already downloaded on your hard drive. Instant access.
And this isn't just about training videos, is it? It feels bigger.
It really is. It's about enabling a more modern way for retail organizations to communicate with, update and empower their frontline teams consistently and reliably. It makes the network work for the store operations, not against them.
Okay, so final provocative thought for everyone listening, especially those retail leaders. We know reliable, seamless video is basically table stakes for today's associates and certainly for tomorrow's leaders you want to attract and retain.
It's their expectation, built from their consumer tech experiences.
So the question to ponder is this. As you're planning your next tech refresh, maybe new POS systems, new handhelds, network upgrades, are you only thinking about transaction speed? Or are you also building in the architectural foundation, the device memory, the secure local delivery infrastructure needed to finally make high-impact communication and training consistent?
Because if you keep reinforcing the old, incompatible architecture, you're potentially locking yourself into another cycle of frustration and disengagement for the very people who will be leading your business in the future. Investing in that consistent delivery architecture today, well, that's building for tomorrow.